Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Alrighty, good morning, everybody. Hope your Monday's going well. Actually, you know what? I don't really care.
Now, why would you say that right off the bat?
You know, I'm hoping you are, but I can't do anything about it, Evan.
Well, it's a Monday. It's some people's favorite day of the week, apparently. I don't know how or why, but look, man, I'm assuming you had a good weekend, a nice relaxing weekend. You're looking fresh. You got your baby blue Tulane shirt on, so you must be feeling some type of way today.
Yeah, I'm feeling, how am I feeling? Yeah, I feel like I didn't want to put a collared shirt on.
Yeah, exactly. Take a load off.
Hey, we got a new NBA champion, ladies and gentlemen. The Oklahoma City Thunder. They beat the Indiana Pacers in a underwhelming game, I guess. A disappointing game. But they were the best team all season long, and they ended up winning it. But tainted a touch by the Haliburton injury. Evan Giddings, your thoughts?
Yeah, your tone is probably how I felt about that game.
All right.
Which was, yeah, like, you know, like how you just came out. I don't really care. I don't really care. Like, that's how it kind of felt watching the remainder of that game. The moment that Haliburton got hurt, there was less weight behind the game. And this is actually why I think it's really interesting, because like injuries have dictated so many pieces of this postseason that waking up this morning thinking about what happened to Haliburton and how Oklahoma City was able to, I don't know, just kind of survive and win game seven and win the championship. You know what really hit me this morning?
What?
I'm glad Steph Curry didn't come back. I'm glad that the Warriors, in a way, lost instead of putting Steph Curry's hamstring in jeopardy.
Yeah, I mean, that's one way to look at it. It feels like they're, and we're going to get into this, it feels like these things are happening more and more, but apparently, according to the data, there's nothing unusual here, but I'm just, you know, I'm already looking at next year. And, you know, we're going to be without Tatum. We're going to be without Haliburton. We're going to be without Lillard. Probably going to be without Kyrie Irving for a while. And, you know, Steph gets hurt in the postseason. Butler got hurt in the postseason. I don't really know what the answer is, because they're not going to reduce the number of games. I don't know what the answer is, but you know, the one thing you and I have a lot of fun with is talking about basketball 20, 30 years ago versus today. And, you know, you talk about how these guys are better athletically, they're stronger, they're faster, they're quicker. If that's the case, maybe we're going to see more and more of this, because these guys are pushing their bodies to a point that maybe players in the past didn't. I don't know. I don't know how to explain it. It sure feels like guys are getting hurt more now than they were in the past.
I think that's sports-wide, though. Like, do you think it's just basketball? I mean, every single year we talk about in baseball, well, guys' elbows are getting blown out at a ridiculous rate. In football, guys are tearing Achilles, ACLs, but it's more just built into the sport because of how physical it is. In basketball, this year might have been a bit of an outlier, but it definitely, I think, ruined the viewing experience for a lot of people. You know, Oklahoma City was the best team. They were also the most healthy team. That's kind of the way it feels like things are trending in basketball. And I think in trending in sports, like, the team that is the healthiest at the end of the season is going to win. And I kind of think that's always been the case. But because the season-ending injuries have hit so many high-profile stars, specifically in the NBA this year, now everyone wants to do something about it. And it's like, last year, weren't really any of these injuries in the NBA. 2 years ago in 2023, were there a bunch of Achilles and ACL tears? You know, I do think that there is something to how much work and, you know, kind of load is being put on the body, but I was sad yesterday when Haliburton got hurt, but I wasn't thinking that we have to completely restructure the way things are done.
No, boy, there's so much to get into here. And one is, all right, I'm just thinking about, like, I always think, is it a chicken or the egg? Should the healthiest team win it all? Or do all the injuries to other teams essentially determine, you know, who wins it all? And, I mean, this year, I don't know that you could argue that. The Oklahoma City Thunder won 68 games, and I haven't looked at all their minutes played, Evan, but they may have set the record for point differential during the regular season. If not, they were right there. So that tells me that they probably got a good amount of rest over the course of the season for their starters, and maybe that was one of the reasons why they got through the postseason relatively unscathed, because they were in control of the regular season the whole year. And I'm sure Gilgeous-Alexander sat out a lot of fourth quarters like Steph Curry did the year of their first championship. Or was it their second? It might have been the one they didn't win it. But, you know, the where he sat out about 18 of the fourth quarters, maybe Gilgeous-Alexander, because of the margin of error they had this year, they were able to keep everybody fresh.
Well, that's what made this so unique, is that no one, I don't think anybody's sitting up here today saying the Thunder shouldn't have won the title. But it felt like everyone who watched that game was robbed of the opportunity to see the Pacers win it. And you don't know if Indiana's going to get back to that stage again. I mean, it's kind of like a great movie that has a sad ending. I'm serious. Like, the Pacers were the team that everyone, I think they built the most good, I don't know, like, they built the most for themselves over the course of this playoff run. But the Thunder were clearly the best team. And that's why it felt like we were cheated a little bit yesterday. At least that's the way that I felt. And I was left kind of watching the game sort of empty, because, like, the Pacers were up one at half, and OKC just kind of turned it on when they needed to. And the Pacers, because of an injury, were robbed of the opportunity to prove that they could weather it. Like, they lost their best player 6 minutes into the game, 7 minutes into the game.
And I almost felt like it affected the Thunder more at the you know, in the immediate aftermath of the injury than the Pacers. Because, like you said, the Pacers are up one at halftime. And then in the third quarter, the Thunder pretty much just steamrolled them and put that game away. And part of it, obviously, was Haliburton. But, you know, when's the last time there was a seven-game series? It couldn't have been the game.
2016.
The Warriors game.
Yeah.
See, that's why, you know, that game at least was 93-89. Yeah, 93-89, and there was a big shot in that game. And, man, the last minute was nail-biting time. But last night, obviously, you know, it was the Oklahoma City Thunder just trying to hold on with a 15-point lead, which they were able to do pretty easily. I don't know what you do about guys getting hurt. I really don't. They spread out the finals. I don't know if you want to spread it out more. Do you want to take the season into July? I don't know. Do you want to start it earlier? Give guys more time off in the regular season? I don't know. I don't really have any answers, except that, you know, I'm to the point now where attrition is a big part of who's going to win the NBA title. And if that's the way it's going to be, and it's going to be a marathon, and it's going to be hard for guys to end up playing 100 to 110 games, then that's just going to be part of it. But I think, I don't think that does any favors to the home team here right now with where the Warriors are at in terms of their big three and the age of their team. I think you need some. I think you need a lot of young players, and you need some depth. And the Warriors need both those right now.
Well, you also need talent. That's why there was a big trade before the game even went off, because the team felt like they didn't have enough talent. I actually look at it the other way. Mm. The Pacers got within one game of the NBA Finals because things broke their way. That's sports. Like, injuries determine the outcome in sports. It might be happening more than it ever has. I'm not really sure. It feels like it. But that also means that I wouldn't count the Warriors out. Stunny, there's been a different champion every single year so far in this decade. And whether that's because of the CBA or because of injuries and because of the way sports are nowadays, like, you might be looking at the Warriors as they're too old. But the Warriors are going to be in a position next year where if they do manage the attrition you're talking about, I actually don't feel like they're just going to be done. Like, on paper, the Pacers should have never been in the NBA Finals. Boston was better. Cleveland was better. Even the Knicks had a better regular season.
Right.
But they still got there. And they got within a game of beating arguably one of the best statistically made teams in NBA history.
Yeah.
And they might have been able to win it if Halliburton hadn't gotten hurt. That's the other thing, too. It's like, if you watched that game and didn't think that the Pacers could have won it, I just don't know what game you watched.
No, I mean, I think if Halliburton plays, obviously, that game might become a toss-up. But again, I guess what I'm wondering is, if you're an NBA fan, I mean, how did you feel about the whole playoffs? Did it feel like, you know, we got robbed a little bit? I mean, I felt like we kind of did in the Minnesota Warriors series. Obviously, the Celtics took a hit when Tatum went out. And now we got an NBA Finals, the first Game 7 since 2016. And what we see is a guy get hurt. And it might not have changed the outcome, but it certainly made the outcome more of a fait accompli. But Kevin Durant also, he got traded. He's going to the Houston Rockets. And Evan and I had a quick little exchange before the show that we'll get into on the other side. But 888-957-9570 is the number. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. That segment also sponsored by Honda of Vallejo.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.